I don't have an opening statement, so whoever's around, feel free to ask.
Okay, I'll fire. Hi, David. What was in particular about Spires that attracted you guys, besides the fact that he got through waivers, obviously, and I know he's under club control for next year? Is that a consideration?
Yeah, it was. I mean, when we talked to the Tigers before the deadline, certainly the fact that this is not just a rental, that he's under control for next year, was a factor in the conversations, and it just didn't happen before the July 31st deadline. But we've been working on it for a couple days now since we claimed him on waivers, and you know, we said, I think after the deadline the other day, I said at least that we would continue to try and be aggressive, and felt like adding a starting pitching was still something that would help. I didn't realize our starters were going to go out and have the best three-game series in 100 years. But no, we've been looking for starters. We were lucky that Mike was available to us, so we were excited to get it done under the wire this morning.
Was there any thought in your mind to try to get it hurried up to do yesterday so he could just stay there?
There was that thought, but it takes two sides to make a deal, and I think having a 10:30 deadline this morning probably pushed everybody to finalize it.
How would you characterize the possibilities of guys that they can choose from, in general?
I wouldn't, other than to say obviously they're non-40-man guys because they're players to be named later, but aside from that, it's not fair to anyone to speculate on who it might be, because those guys are going to continue to play for us for now.
Hey, David, this is Julian. How big is it that he's a veteran that has some postseason experience and pitched pretty well in the postseason?
You know, Julian, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We have to get there before that becomes a factor. So I think just the fact that he's pitched really well of late, he faced Cleveland, Boston, and Houston, I believe, in three of his last four starts, and went six innings against those teams. It's a pretty good indication of how he's been pitching, and fits in well here. I think we like his mix. We like the way he's pitched this season. So if ultimately his postseason experience becomes a factor, great. But we have a long way to go.
Where do you see him slotting in? I know he was scheduled for tomorrow.
He was, right. I think there's a possibility we put him in the Dodgers series. I still need to talk with Bob and Emo to figure out exactly where, but there's a chance he goes in the next couple days for us.
Hey, David, I know you were looking to add pitching whatever way possible, but the fact that you were able to get Fires and then, obviously the Sean Kelly deal yesterday, I mean, how big is it to be able to add both to the bullpen and the starting rotation?
Yeah, I think we were fortunate in both cases that, again, that the players were available. When I sat with you guys on the 31st and, we were hopeful that there were going to be opportunities, but you just don't know. And a number of players have already been blocked or claimed on trade waivers, so you're sort of at the mercy of the system. Obviously, in Kelly's case, he had a falling out with Washington that made him available. And with Fires, for whatever reason, we were able to get the claim. So you just never know. We consider ourselves lucky in both cases. Kelly's a guy with a great track record. Someone who Blake Trinan spoke highly of is a guy who would fit in our clubhouse and will definitely be able to contribute here.
Julian, go.
You go, Julian.
All right. I know you said you wanted to remain aggressive throughout, but does this kind of sort of put a cap on this for you guys, or do you still see you guys and you guys remaining more aggressive going forward?
Again, it's hard to be aggressive when the opportunities are so limited. We will continue to look. I mean, there are, through August and even into September, there may be ways to augment the roster. you know, we're only a few years away from having added Adam Dunn on August 31st, just for the September drive. So you never know. I mean, I think we are committed to improving the team. Obviously, we've played great. These guys who are out there are doing their job, and we will hope to continue to help them if possible.
David, what in particular about Fire's stuff do you like?
I think there are some things we've looked at with his repertoire that will play well in our park. Obviously, any guy who has a tendency to fly balls can be helped by pitching in the Coliseum. The walk numbers are outstanding, but there's a cutter and a changeup both that have played really well of late that we're looking forward to kind of setting up the pitch plan for him.
Did you sense it was fairly active with lots of guys getting claimed? I mean, I guess you can tell if guys aren't getting through.
It's hard to tell exactly what's going on around the league. We only get the results on our guys. In the National League in particular, you've got 10-plus teams in it. So my sense is there are teams trying to do things in the National League. I don't know, to be honest. Mike was really the first guy that we put a claim in on who we really, you know, had talked about in the past and wanted, and he got to us, fortunately. So I don't have a great sense of what the claiming environment is out there.
Safe to assume that you probably put in a few that did not go through?
Sure.
Okay.
Anything else, guys? All right. Thanks, David.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.